Shauna favoured the bottom bunk. The worn wooden slats enclosed her into a three-sided familiar cocoon pushed flush against the postered wall of her small bedroom. I heart Darren Murphy was compass scratched into the varnished pine in careful script. Never back down when you know you're right was scrawled in heavy biro. Shauna would run her fingers over this graffiti from time to time as she laboured through her teenage life towards this, her 15th year. But now, as Shauna lay on her floral duvet, the words just floated around her in an abstract fog. A knock came at her bedroom door. "Are you all right, love?" Da's voice sounded unsteady, softer than his usual ebullient tone. He pushed open the door and peeked his thinning, curly head in. Shauna barely lifted her head towards him, uttering a blank, indefinable, "Yeah." "I'm off, right? I left a tenner with the boys for the chipper." He inched in a little more. "You sure you're not hungry?" He wore his black, woolly security guard jumper, his middle-aged belly forcing the white undershirt to pop out from his waistline in the shape of a wide, cat-like grin. "I'm fine, Da." She pulled her hoodie sleeves over her hands, waiting for him to leave. "I said they can do Xbox till Mam gets home. They won't bother you." That was kind of him. "Thanks." Shauna turned over. He closed the door gently. If Lynn were here, she'd know what to do. Lynn was Shauna's 17-year-old cousin. Her and her mam, Mary, came to stay with the Lallys last year when they were in between houses. Lynn had occupied the top bunk for 6 blissful months, doling out sage advice and Snapchat memes to Shauna from on high. Lynn lived in Mullingar now. It may as well be Timbuktu. Shauna thought about texting her cousin, but she couldn't figure out how to say this in a text. Da had made her porridge this morning, his go-to food for when any of the kids had a sick tummy. It tasted comforting to Shauna. She could feel herself warm as the hot gloop slid into her stomach. She had waited till Mam left for work so she could get Da to let her off school. He was uneasy at first, sitting at the table in his pyjamas, groggy from the night shift. But he folded soon enough when Shauna placed a palm on her abdomen. Being a teenage girl had, it turned out, one advantage. She'd only skipped school because it was Friday, and that's when Double Irish was. After last week, Shauna wasn't sure she could set foot in that class again. It was a month into fifth year. Transition year had felt like a waste of time, a blank of a year. She preferred to fill in blanks, to place one thing on top of the other until you got some sort of meaningful result. So Shauna was in a minority of 5 students who'd skipped up a year and found themselves in an unfamiliar sea of older faces. That first day in September was a clash of the senses. The fifth-year boys were a loud, uncouth, smelly mob who would throw compasses at each other for fun. The girls were the polar opposite, leaning back in their chairs with some sort of force shield that enabled them to ignore the boys altogether. Their disinterest made them seem so mature as they chatted amongst themselves about lads they'd met in the club at the weekend. Both groups greeted Shauna with incurious flippancy. She felt terribly out of her depth. The memory of last Friday was still burning like a hot hole in the pit of Shauna's stomach. Ms. O'Loughlin had split the students into pairs and instructed them to interview each other. Rory Bryant had plonked himself down next to Shauna with an air of, let's get on with this, but had gone on to impress her with his level of Irish. He'd even pressed her for more information on occasion. He seemed genuinely interested to know. Shauna hadn't yet had the time to view any of the boys as individuals. This early on in the year, they were still a pack to her, a blur of intimidating masculine energy. She regarded Rory now. He was spotty, but had nice features and bore a polite confidence that wasn't unattractive. When their turn came to reenact their conversation in front of the class, Shauna was oddly at ease. But somewhere on that journey between the rows of brown formica desks and the whiteboard, a switch had flipped inside Rory. He sat opposite her now with an alarming look of mischief. "An will buchalagut," he demanded. This triggered a wave of sniggers through the class, and despite Miss O'Loughlin's chides, he persisted. "An will graw agut da Johnny." A hyper foot tapped against the stiff carpet. Rory grinned gormlessly, lapping up hoots from Johnny in the front row. Shauna was sure her face was about to burst into flames. She replied with quiet kneels, hoping for some reprieve, but the teacher had lost control and she knew it. When the bell finally rang, the class dissolved quickly into a cloud of zips, chair scrapes and jackets, and in an instant, Shauna was sitting there in shock, alone but for the powerless teacher, whom she had just determined to despise. A week had passed since the incident, but Shauna was certain it was the sole thing being gossiped about as she walked the halls alongside her fellow TY-skipping tenderfoots. She was also sure that the next double Irish class would serve as a reminder of it all, like a previously on segment on a television show. She had to absent herself today. Her Gaelic football coach wouldn't be pleased. She'd skipped last Friday's practice in order to seek asylum in her bedroom, and she was doing it again today. She was expecting to be benched for Wednesday's match in return, but what was left of her youthful dignity took priority. Shauna thought about dignity as she looked out at the square of shed and sky that was visible through her bedroom window. Were there different measures of dignity for boys and for girls? She felt as if she just had to sit there and take it that day in class, not to engage with such stupidity. Was Da like Rory when he was in school? Would he have fed her to the hyenas? She had never thought about her father in this way before, but after today she couldn't be sure. Porridge devoured, she'd been sitting at the kitchen table, socked feet tucked under her, reading her phone. The doorbell rang. It was Emma Jane Keane, a bubbly single mam from the estate. Shauna would see her walking her buggy around the green daily, stopping along the way to gab and give out with whoever was around. Now she stood talking to Da on the doorstep, and as her fingers curled her dyed blonde black-rooted hair behind her ear, she seemed serious, familiar. Da glanced backwards towards Shauna before letting Emma Jane in. She walked straight into the kitchen. She knew her way. All these houses are the same, Shauna supposed. Emma Jane greeted her with enthused sympathy. Ah, are you sick, you poor thing? Da followed briskly, filling the kettle, clearing his throat. Emma Jane is looking for some hours at the centre, he informed his daughter dutifully. Yeah, your da's been very helpful. He's very good. She turned to Da, who stood cross-armed at the sink. You're very good, Jer. Da acknowledged her with an awkward smile. It's nothing. She said Jer, like Mam says Jer. It sounded strange to hear from another woman's mouth. Shauna felt slightly ill. She could feel her heart throb and the blood pulse down her fingertips. She stood up. I'm going to lie down. Da grew concerned. You're very pale, love. Here. He poured her a glass of water. She took it, went upstairs to her room, plugged in her phone and lay flat on the bed. 10 minutes later, Emma Jane's voice called up the stairs to say, get well soon. There Shauna remained when Da came in to offer more detail about Emma Jane's predicament and what a bad time she'd been having of things lately. There she lay, hours later, wondering about how much Mam knew about all this. Mam worked in a care home. The residents loved her like a daughter. She treated everyone the same. That's what she'd always say. When Lynn and Mary had nowhere to go, it had only taken Mam an hour to rearrange the house and welcome them in with minimal fuss. Shauna thought about one summer day at Portmarnock when they were younger. Lynn, Shauna and her little brothers playing in the dunes while Mam and Mary sat on the beach eating tinfoil sandwiches. The boys had dug up a black plastic bag. Inside was a pile of neatly folded clothes, a smaller bag of dirty ones, and a clear plastic A4 envelope full of printed CVs for someone called Roman Wida. The boys legged it down to the adults, brandishing their curious treasure with swagger. But as soon as Mam saw the items, she instructed Shauna to put everything back in its burial place exactly as it was and to go and have a swim. Before they reburied it, Shauna took a picture of the CV. Later that night, she looked up Roman Wida online and had found a smiling, sunglassed man. He was sitting in the sun with his arm around a pretty woman, holding glinting glasses of white wine. A sudden guilt struck Shauna on seeing the photo. She understood then why Mam had reacted that way. Both of Shauna's parents were hard workers. Shauna made sure she did the same in school or when she helped out with her brothers. She had always equated hard work with being a good person. It had been that simple until now. Shauna dozed off and woke up to the clatter of dishes and Mam laughing. She sat up in bed when Mam came into the room. "Ah, Shauna, really," she sighed. "I'm sick." She felt ashamed. Mam put her hand to Shauna's forehead. "It's my tummy, not my head." Mam sat down on the bed, grazing her tight ponytail off the top bunk, then planted her hands firmly on the lap of her light blue cotton trousers. "That's 2 weeks in a row you've missed football." Shauna bit her lip. "I know." Mam launched into a speech about how she wasn't going to have a daughter who gave up sports as a teenager like she did, that she should be proud to be winning matches like the lads. Shauna stopped listening. "Jer" was echoing around her brain. It made her stomach squeeze tight again. Mam stopped mid-tirade. "You do look pale. Your dad said you looked faint earlier." "When?" Shauna's front tooth dug harder into her lip. "Today in the kitchen." Shauna paused. "In the kitchen with who?" "With you. Janie, love, you're not with it today, are you?" She squeezed her daughter's arm tenderly. "Try to sleep." Hearing the care in Mam's voice gave Shauna a lump in her throat. "Are you okay, love? Is there something else?" Shauna swallowed. "No, I'll be fine tomorrow." Mam let out a breath with a tired, relieved smile. "You'll be grand." There was a new feeling inside Shauna that she couldn't shake. Something was different now. Everything seemed to have two meanings. She wriggled out of her duvet and hugged Mam. "I'm going to move to the top bunk," Shauna said, grabbing her pillow. Mam kissed her on the head and walked out. Alone, Shauna hitched herself out of the cubby with its etched declarations of love and self-worth and climbed up onto the empty, plain-sheeted top